Opinion polls have consistently shown Americans, by a wide margin, believe that Saddam Hussein had a role in the terrorist attacks on the United States 2 years ago. Vice President Cheney underscored that belief on Sunday when he said the defeat of Saddam Hussein struck a blow at the heart of the terrorist responsible for those attacks. Yesterday, President Bush rhetorically parted company with his vice president on this issue. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
There have been indications that President Bush himself believed Iraq had a role in the September 11th attacks as long as 2 years ago. Bob Woodward reports in his book Bush at War that 6 days after those strikes, on September 17, 2001, the president told a meeting of his top national security advisers, "I believe Iraq was involved," but he added, "I'm not going to strike them now. I don't have the evidence at this point." Yesterday, the president admitted that case had not been made.
"We've had no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
The president went on to say that he believes there were connections between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. On Sunday, on NBC's Meet the Press, Tim Russert asked Vice President Cheney if he was surprised that the public believes there is a connection to September 11th.
"It's not surprising that people make that connection.
But is there a connection?"
"We don't know."
Later in the interview, however, Cheney insisted that in Iraq, the U.S. is striking a blow right at the heart of the base, in his words, the geographic base of the terrorists who had us under assault now for many years, but most especially on 9/11, Cheney said. These were the words that sparked the controversy. On the floor of the Senate yesterday, West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd ripped into Cheney's comments.
"He went on to try to convince the American public that Iraq was the geographic base for the perpetrators of 9/11. Now think of that. A claim that this humble senator has never heard before and that flies in the face of U.S. intelligence agencies which repeatedly have said that they have found no links, none, between the 9/11 attacks and Saddam Hussein or Iraq."
Since Sunday, the Bush administration has been trying to contain this controversy. On Tuesday, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld was asked about this and denied the connection. And on ABC's Nightline on Tuesday, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice asserted that the administration has never claimed that Saddam Hussein had direction or control of the September 11th attacks.
"What we have said is that this was someone who supported terrorists, helped to train them, but most importantly, that this is someone who, with his animus toward the United States, with his penchant for and capability to gain weapons of mass destruction and his obvious willingness to use them, was a threat in this region that we were not prepared to tolerate."
There have been numerous times, however, in the past 2 years that President Bush encouraged the belief that a connection existed between Iraq and the terrorists who attacked the United States. As early as April of 2002, the president was declaring often that regime change in Iraq had become his administration's policy. And on September 25, 2002, in comments in the Oval Office, President Bush said why.
"They work in concert. The danger is that Al-Qaeda becomes an extension of Saddam's madness and his hatred and his capacity to extend weapons of mass destruction around the world. Both of them need to be dealt with. The war on terror, you can't distinguish between Al-Qaeda and Saddam when you talk about the war on terror."
After Saddam Hussein was ousted, when the president made his mission accomplished speech from the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln, he declared that the Battle of Iraq was one victory in the war on terror that began on September 11th.
"The liberation of Iraq is a crucial advance in the campaign against terror. We've removed an ally of Al-Qaeda and cut off a source of terrorist funding. And this much is certain. No terrorist network will gain weapons of mass destruction from the Iraqi regime, because the regime is no more."
To be sure, there have been tantalizing bits of information over the past 5 years that have raised questions among intelligence analysts and terrorism specialists about possible connections between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. These included an alleged offer from Iraq in 1998 to Osama bin Laden to transfer his base of operations from Afghanistan to Iraq, and the alleged presence in Baghdad of a small group of terrorists possibly linked to Al-Qaeda after the war in Afghanistan. Vice President Cheney made the claim on Sunday, asserted just once before, that Iraq had trained Al-Qaeda personnel in biological and chemical weapons and in bomb-making. Until now, neither the administration nor the intelligence community has disclosed the basis for those allegations. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.